Actually, I think the first zine that I read was I was in Burbank, California, and there was a store that had free magazines outside of it, and one of them was a zine. And so I picked it up and I read through it, and there was a story written by a person who was homeless and who was kind of cataloging his experiences, and his kind of cynical views on life in general. And so actually I saved that, and I still have it on my bulletin board today, and I must have picked it up probably 10 years ago. And it kind of became the symbol of, you know, there's writing, very kind of brash and very honest writing about life, and it's not carefully curated in the same way that something in a published book might be, and it doesn't abide by any standards aside from the writer's own personal aesthetic and personal message. And so zines always kind of, they became for me kind of this, and I think, you know, this is what they stand for in general, this kind of do-it-yourself piece of independent publishing, where the person who creates it and the people who create them have complete ownership and complete control over how they're presented, how they're distributed, how they're funded, in a way that aligns with their ethics and politics and morals.